KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, two Southwest Iowa men were transported to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha Monday night following a rollover accident northwest of Malvern. The Iowa State Patrol says 46-year-old Robert Gene Ryan of Shenandoah was flown by helicopter to the hospital after he was ejected from a 1994 Mazda pickup truck as it was on Highway 34 westbound and entered the South Ditch and crossed 288th Street before rolling over. Another man in the vehicle, 29-year-old Lyle Francis Stogdill, also from Shenandoah, was transported by Malvern Rescue to Creighton. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt. The accident happened around 10:50 p.m. Officials say it's not clear which man was driving the vehicle. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A 33-year-old Western Iowa man has been given 10 years in prison for twice arranging to have someone shoot him in attempts to gain sympathy from his ex-wife. Darren Hyber of Mapleton pleaded guilty to one charge of conspiracy and two counts of solicitation for the shootings. Prosecutors dropped other charges in exchange for the pleas. Hyber was accused of persuading Brady Chapman, an employee at Hyber's trucking business, to shoot him in a leg on February 5th. Hyber told police he'd been shot by a burglar. Hyber also was accused of hiring Joseph Roberts and Timothy Cully, both of Omaha, to shoot him on March the 8th in Mapleton. No one was injured in that incident. Roberts, Cully, and Chapman have been given probation. Authorities in Union County are investigating a reported shooting that took place Sunday night in Arisbe. At around 10:45 p.m., the Union County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for assistance at 203 Park Place in Arisbe with regard to a shooting. At the scene, deputies located two people suffering from gunshot wounds. 52-year-old Laura Maxfield Anderson and 60-year-old Ronald Anderson were taken by Lifelight to a Des Moines hospital for treatment. A report on their condition is not available. Officials say the shooting appears to be the result of a domestic dispute, and they're not actively seeking any additional persons. They also do not believe the public is in any danger. An investigation into the incident continues. The Red Oak Police Department reports a 23-year-old man was arrested late last night for violating his probation and on drug charges. Mike Andrews Lawson Jr. was taken into custody at around 10 p.m. He was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia in addition to the probation violation. Lawson Jr. was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. Council Bluffs Fire Chief says that children playing with a lighter caused a deadly house fire over the weekend. Fire Chief Alan Byers said Monday also that there were no working smoke detectors in the house.
We've determined that the fire was started by one of the siblings in the home playing with the lighter. And mother, it appears, did a superhuman effort in trying to get to the child.
4-year-old Leland Johnson died in the fire Saturday morning after being trapped in an upstairs bedroom. Firefighters reached the boy, but he died at the hospital. His mother and two other children escaped the house safely. Byers said the tragedy drives home the need for more fire safety education and community participation in preventing another tragic loss of life.
The message of just the fire department getting out and doing it isn't working. We're looking for the community to step up and help take care of each other here.
He says the fire department has free smoke detectors that firefighters will install for residents.
Do we have to go out and start knocking on doors and make sure once we put a detector up, it's up to the people that live in the house to take care of it and maintain it?
Council Bluffs residents who wish to have a smoke detector checked or have detectors installed should call 712-328-4672. And a Griswold man was arrested Saturday on an assault charge. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday 33-year-old Brandon J. Frank faces a charge of domestic abuse assault second offense. Frank was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released later that day on $2,000 bond. And on Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 25-year-old Rockford Glenn Yap IV of Chicago on charges of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Yap was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that same day on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Dolores Cusher, age 83, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Dolores Cusher will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Luella O'Brien, age 82, of Afton, died Saturday at the Afton Care Center. Graveside services for Luella O'Brien will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Jack W. Jorgensen, Jr., age 85, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for John Jack Jorgensen, Jr. will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ernestine Hiley, age 84, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ernestine Hiley will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dean Sully, age 73, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dean Sully will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dixie Lou Spencer, age 79, of Hamlin, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and a private family graveside service for Dixie Lou Spencer will be held at a later date. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Dale Blair, age 87, of Marion and formerly of the Harlan and Council Bluffs areas, has died. Graveside services for Robert Blair will be held at the Harlan Cemetery. The date and time are currently pending. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Orrin C. Prescott, age 69, of Panora, died Friday at his home. No services are planned, but a visitation for Orrin Prescott will be held Friday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora with the family present. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.